I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. After disaster strikes, Haiti often gets stuck in a cycle of dependency on foreign aid. That's because little has been invested in sustainability and development for this impoverished country. Joe Richter of Farms International says this dependency lowers their feelings of self-worth. Farms' microloan program is not only helping families get to their feet and pursue a sustainable future, it's letting them give back.
We have seen that over and over again in the Farms program, where people have given generously to their churches, the income has gone up, outreach has increased, things that they need for the church have been able to be purchased locally.
The point is, thoughtful giving can bring vitality back into a country like Haiti. Learn more about how this program works at missionnews.org. And Nepal is kind of a mix of news. There are stories of persecution, and then there are stories like this one. 2016 ended with 8 believers charged under the new constitution having all proselytizing charges dropped. That's good news, and it gets better. Bibles for the World's John Podaiti led a couple of Bible teaching teams that conducted 2 seed sower seminars in areas heavily damaged by quakes in 2015.
Almost every one of them had lost their homes during the earthquake and were rebuilding their lives, but still they were on fire to continue sharing the gospel among their fellow Nepali villagers in that rural area.
Find the rest of the story and ways you can help at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries, listener supported by people just like you. And this month we're partnering with Slavic Gospel Association to offer a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House, and you can look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.